We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now we welcome in Dalton Miller. Dalton, thank you so much for waiting, standing by. How the hell are you doing?
Man, I'm sorry I had to make y'all wait. We got our live show over at Pro Football Network. Started like a half hour late. No, I didn't know that this day was so crazy for NFL media, but like now that I'm that sucked. I don't want to do that anymore. That was unbelievable.
Oh no, Dalton, this is the dream you wanted, baby. Take it all. This is the dream.
As they come, as they leak in? Listen, NFL teams, do me a favor from now on, or whoever's covering these teams, leak them early like the Patriots did and like a couple other teams did so I can get my job done at like 4 o'clock Eastern. That would be fantastic, please.
Dalton Miller, man. Now, of course, he's our homie here, our teammate at 105.3 The Fan, but he's also doing big things with the Pro Football Network. Dalton, I know, as you mentioned, you've been covering the schedule release all day long here on the home of the Cowboys. What was your first reaction when you saw the Cowboys slate as we just ran through it? We're predicting 11-7. Are we crazy?
I think you're
11-6. Excuse me. Don't make me do math.
That's my exact prediction. So I'm glad you guys went through it. I mean, it was
yes, perfect.
No, listen, we can go through, and I think a lot of fans, you know, especially coming off of last year, they just think that we're blowing sunshine up them. You know, and it's just the way that it goes. If we have a great year the year before, everybody thinks we're going to have a great year the next. And the Cowboys have been, you know, for the past 8 years or so, it's been an up-and-down football team year to year. We don't really know what to expect. We don't get what we expect most years. We're getting Dak Prescott healthy again. Hopefully we can keep the offensive line intact. Hopefully going back to it, an easier to grasp defense for some of these players on the defensive side of the ball helps a little bit. So I am hoping for the best here, mostly because, listen, guys, I'm a fan at the end of the day, and I want to see my team succeed. But this is a schedule that really bodes well for them because, you know, you have Tampa to start the year. That's an L in my opinion. The Chargers are coming up, and I don't know if they're there yet. It's going to be interesting to see what Staley is able to do with that defense. They do have a lot of talent in the back end. I just think that this offense has a little bit too much firepower, and the defense can do enough. And then, you know, after that, it gets really nice in the beginning parts of the year until you really get to Kansas City in week 11. So I think that you're going into that game coming off of some really good wins and you're feeling really good about your football team. And confidence in sports is so important. So having that stretch is really good. And then, listen, guys, we don't lose on Thanksgiving. Okay, I don't care if we've lost on Thanksgiving in the past. It doesn't exist to me.
Like
we always win. They're winning against, we didn't have Dak Prescott. We're winning against the Las Vegas Raiders. And then the Saints are a total wild card to me. So, like, there's a lot that can go right here, and I think that the schedule does really well, you know, to bode success for the Dallas Cowboys. And I like y'all's prediction at 11-6, honestly.
Dalton, which game, when you saw the schedule for the Cowboys, other than the Tampa Bay game, that you looked at the schedule and said, oh, boy, I need to be in front of the television for the action that's going to be in this Cowboys game?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously the Chiefs game. The Chiefs game is huge just because they've been to the Super Bowl the past 2 years. They have the best quarterback in the NFL on their team. And despite cutting both of their offensive tackles, might have actually improved their offensive line in a way that doesn't make sense to me. But they did a fantastic job of retooling that offensive line and still having some depth there that they didn't have last year. And then other than that, man, it's the two games against the Washington football team, honestly, mm-hmm. because we don't really know what we're going to get from this football team from a quarterback's perspective. They won the division last year. Yes, they won it at 7-9, but this is a defense that I think is only going to get better for the Washington football team. And I know that when you look at it statistically, defenses can be very volatile year from year. I think that they have the bones of the defense in a good spot, with their defensive line being very good and improving at the second level and having a good third level already outside of the free safety position, really. But I think that's the one, if they can get good quarterback play, that can really sneak up and give the Dallas Cowboys a run for their money. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. They won the division last year. The NFC East hasn't had a repeat division winner since 2004. And if the Dallas Cowboys are able to stay healthy, I don't know how they don't win this division.
It's a heck of a nugget. Dalton Miller, no repeat winners in the NFC East. 17 years. That
that's
is crazy.
Insane.
And that is
most of my life. I was 9.
Yeah, that's a tough. I was 9. That was a tough stretch there. You know, weeks. You got Washington two times in 3 weeks there.
December. all these NFC East games at the end of the year are definitely kind of scary to go through.
No doubt. One of the other ones that I think will be interesting, you know, at New England, week 6, typically that would be one where you're thinking, oh no, you know, the Patriots of old. But this is a tough Patriots team to figure out for this year. We got a text in from the 469. If it's Mac Jones, they think the Cowboys take the L. If it's Cam Newton, they think the Cowboys get the dub.
I want to caution real quick on that. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton didn't have a full offseason this past year, and the New England Patriots still won 7 football games last year, despite like half of their defense opting out last year. So I do think that this is a New England Patriots team that is going to be improved this year. And I think out of those first, you know, after the first 2 weeks, from weeks 3 until weeks 11, when the Kansas City Chiefs come up, I think that's the game that most, you know, excites me and scares me, is the New England Patriots game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really am. Now, one other thing I want to get to, and then KG, you can follow up, absolutely. But we haven't gotten to talk with you since the Cowboys draft happened. Mm-hmm. Defensively is the question mark for this team. I mean, we got a text in a little bit earlier. There's just too many questions. You know, is Dak fully healthy? The defense, the special teams, no telling what this team's going to do. You know, I would say the special teams was vastly improved last year. Yes, mm-hmm. Were there some weird times where they decided to go for some fake punts, and maybe that was where you think, okay, the special teams isn't good. But in terms of just the coverage units overall, way improved under Bones Fossil. But how much better do you think this team got defensively through the draft?
I think that they went very high upside, especially with their first two picks. And I think they went with scheme fits with Osa Odigizuwa. And Chauncey Golston, because I do think that Dan Quinn is going to mix up these fronts a little bit. He's going to run a couple, some odd front stuff as well. I think Osa is a guy who is that kind of, you know, the people have been talking about him being a three technique, and I think that he is a three technique, but I also think that he has the athleticism and the frame to play a little bit as a five technique as well, and rush in that way. And then with Chauncey Golston, I think he plays on the outside as well. Jabril Cox was outstanding value, and I think what Jabril Cox and Michael Parsons do is they allow you to take 54 off of the football field when he shouldn't be on the football field. And I know that a lot of people are going to say, well, Dalton, isn't that all of the time? And listen, you just cannot expect that at this point. You're
yes, we can.
The
you
money took, to
you
play.
Have so many linebackers. Get Jalen off.
I think that Micah Parsons is going to play in that Sam role on base downs. But the greatest thing about this is you can and you should, and they probably will take 54 off of the field on coverage downs, and they will let Jabril Cox do what Jabril Cox does his best outside of – never mind. I'm not going to get that far deep. The Nashawn Wright pick, I was going to talk about lever spill lever, but that would be a 10-minute conversation. We're out of time. Nashawn Wright is still a complete mystery to me. I don't know why they did it. I went back through his tape, and I still don't get it. I know a lot of people tried to, like, talk that up. And like, oh, yeah, for a big guy, he moves pretty well. He's just not the guy. He's not the type of corner that I like. And so it's just a philosophical difference that I have with Dan Quinn. I like the Simi Fehoko pick. I think that there's a ton of upside there. Quentin Bohanna, I think, can be that, you know, run-clogging guy, but I don't think there's a ton of upside there. I like the Israel pick, the Izzy pick, more than I like the Nashawn Wright pick. If you switch those picks, I don't hate it as much. And then I'm just not going to get into Josh Ball at all.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to get into Josh Ball.
No. All right. I'm right there with you, my guy.
Yeah. I don't know what to even say about him. Dalton, you're the best, brother.
Love you, Dalton.
Love you guys. Miss you so much.
Missed
so,
you.
So
I hope
much.
You had a good vacation. Next time we'll get stories from vacay, from Dalton. Yeah. There he goes. The very sexy Dalton Miller. You can always catch him here on 105.3 The Fan. Sometimes on the weekends, but now that the Rangers are playing, probably won't hear him until October on the weekends.
Well, he's busy these days, you know.
He's a big-timer.
Yeah, he's, you know, big-timerist, you know, he's busy these
days.
He's
full-timing with the Pro Football Network. You can catch his work there at theprofootballnetwork.com. Love those guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.